Stars in your eyes, knows what you're up to's a crowd round the incinerator, maybe not right now then why. This shirt is buttonless, these slacks are bottomless, expensive than bottomed plus expenses. They leave little to the imagination, I can see your entire arse. Yes, they are bottomless, madam. What is this soup based on? It's water-based, madam. Two hydrogen molecules walk into an oxygen bar. Three lenemons roll into a chewy prune bar the prunes. In high summer, I play an intelligent blonde body double agent, Mike Ark, with white car keyring, and Skidmark Summers plays an ashtray in which I dispense of half-smoked lugworm pate and tapeworm ham sandwiches, why Keith Russell's brand from the 70s for touching prostitutes on the armband whilst they swim through sewage. You like a bowl of cups of cream of mushroom soup? Cut your own hair trouser chops or pear drops into ornamental shop, yeah? Buys a seven-headed pig ornament for Aunt Ma and Pa Solomni tortoise only eats lettuce, see what happens in show. Hello and welcome to Fugcast. As you know, I'm an Aquarius, which means I'm a bit cheeky, I like a laugh, enjoy the occasional glass or two of Prosecco, or seven glasses. Watch out, I'm like a tiger, a smooth pink tiger without the stripes. You've got to complete laughing, I mean keep laughing. Or perhaps not. Look, I'll warn you, this isn't going to get any easier to listen to. It's episode 26, and I've stopped trying to be listenable. You're either with me or against me, or not bothered either way, or not listening. You'll notice that I have a snazzy new haircut that I did myself with eyes closed. Looks like you've had a fight with a lawnmower, says Daryl at office. Yeah, well, looks like you've had a fight with some soup, I retort, which is a classic comeback because Daryl's suit is colour of cream of cloudier mushroom soup. And that's the end of the intro, guys. And this is the outro music to the intro. Okay, coming up on Fugcast, we've got nice music, interesting ideas, and a difficult conversation between myself and a man played by myself. That's correct. Modern technology has allowed me to record voice acting twice and then make it sound like it is a real conversation. So we're looking forward to that, aren't we? Then there's more short, nonsensical bits, loads of them interspersed with AI clones talking about the olden days, and I think you're going to really enjoy that. This is a new part of the show, by the way, in which I let you know what's coming up on the show. My made-up producer, Weichel, came up with the idea. Well, he got the idea from his brother, Pi Weichel. Well, they're not actually brothers, just born on the same day. Anyway, yeah, he'd heard that podcast expert creators should always, in fact, have a preview section.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was up at the crack of morning every time. Milking the cow, milking the pig man, sweeping all the worms into a big heap, and then I'd call the major in and he'd strip naked and dive on. Just roll around in the worms.
If I spend £5 on crisps, will I gain £5 in weight? If I lose £6 on the horses, will I win £6 of sausage meat in raffle? And if I cook sausage meat in a pot with cream, crisps, fag ash, lettuce, tomato, organic celery, Lego, Waitrose receipt, and invite my elderly neighbour Glenys round for dinner, what do you think? She says, delicious. Or does she say,
oh, where's the WC, Simon? I need to spend a penny.
But my housemate Les is in toilet, so I say, sorry, no, you'll have to go back to your house. And she says,
oh, okay, Simon.
but on the way out she trips over my foot and fractures into a million pieces, which I sweep up and add to the stew.
That's right. Every morning, collecting worms. Only the big ones, mind you. The big, fat, juicy ones. The major sleeps all night in the ditch, stark bollock naked, and I has to wake him up by tipping my barrel of worms on him, and he says, "What? Who are I? Who am you? What day was it?" And even though he doesn't know who I am, he still gives me my shilling, even though he didn't have his clothes. I don't know where he kept it, if I'm honest.
That's all right. Yes, certainly, sir. We all had to wake up at the crack of morning, every time. Sweep the barn, sweep up the worms and milk the old pig man. I didn't like that. He had 17 teats and 17 penises. It was a fiddly job, all right.
Every Saturday we'd have pie and mess with a bit of shepherd's pie and that. Gravy, red sauce, brown sauce, chips of 17 sugars, served in a dustman's hat. After that we'd just stare at the wall, you know, it was always the same. Sort of grey and lumpy.
And now it's time for this week's pretend interview. You may remember that last week there wasn't an episode, and there wasn't one the week before that, or the week before that, and that's because this isn't a weekly podcast. As I've said countless times, this show writes itself, and when it's done, I release it, so stop going on about it, which you're not, and in fact, I'm so sorry for saying you were. This week's guest is a very special guest called the name Ian. So let's all welcome Ian to the studio, because that's right, I've got my gang here. Make some noise, guys.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, they're a mad bunch and all played by me. Sorry, Ian, these guys are a bit crazy.
Oh, don't worry, mate. I'm used to it. I got 17 brothers. We're all same age. Clones, I call them.
So, Ian, you're a sort of northern chef man, which is interesting for me.
Yes, I cook two things, soup and, well, just that. That'll do.
Ooh, sounds delicious. What kind of soup? What does an Ian soup taste like?
Onion soup.
So... an Ian soup is onion soup.
Aye, tit raw onion in tit blender with rainwater. You can't get better than that. That's what I serve in my cafe. That's all I serve. Well, we don't serve it. It's more help yourself, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Hey, that's kind of cool, yeah, I guess. And your quote-unquote cafe is an al fresco sort of affair, am I right?
Outside, aye. In t- ditch at bottom of the road. I make tit soup, tip it in ditch, and anyone can help titself. We've got a few regulars now. Tit Fox, Magpie, Half Badger Man. They pay me an excrement.
That's great. So cool. Perhaps we could tell listener why you're here today. Are you promoting anything in particular, Ian?
No, I just wandered off to the street. I saw blue lights on, and I were curious, so I knocked on the door, and a funny little man with shriveled eyes and beard opened the door and said, "Come in," in a really creepy voice.
Oh, yeah, that's my butler. I call him Peanut Butler, because he's usually got some in his beard. Peanut Butler, that is.
He looked just like you.
Like me? What? No. It wasn't me, matey. Look, I've got a different T-shirt on. Mine's got a picture of some hummus on it, and his had pesto on it.
What, that pesto T-shirt lying on the floor?
Look, matey, I don't like what you're implying. What, do you think I pretend to be my own butler? Who would do that?
Well, I guess you would. After all, you're pretending to be me, aren't you? And your team of sycophants. They're all you, right?
Oh, yes. Well, I forgot about them. Okay, guys, let's give a round of applause for Ian. Off you go, Ian.
Righto. Can I have one of those peanut butler soup sandwiches, pretty please?
Sandoopwitches? One of the sandoopwitches. Sandoopwitches? One of the sandoopwitches. Sandoopwitches? Sandoopwitches? One of the sandoopwitches. One of the sandoopwitches. Sandupwitches. One of the Sandupwitches. 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 One of the Sandupwitches.
Which is why I had to let him go. I mean, let one go. Excuse me.
Robert, you are funny. Would you care for a Sandupwitch?
Don't mind if I do, Penny.
My name's Sheila.
Oh, yes. Well, you're pretty as a penny, eh?
Oh, Robert, stop it. You know I don't like compliments. Here, have another Sandupwitch.
Oh, thanks. They're very nice. What's in them? Some sort of brown stuff.
Rust, mostly, with some pickled walnuts, waitress receipts and some brown Lego. Do you like them?
Yes, rather yummy. I'll take a couple more for the road.
Oh, are you leaving? You only just arrived mid-sentence, as it were. Do stay, I've got some homemade jelly pieces and a very old Edwards cake.
Tempting, Penny, vee-vee tempting. But no, must be off. I've got to visit some other girl, you see.
Oh?
She lives just beyond the marshes in that spherical house.
Like this house, you mean?
Yes, but rounder and without the grainy surface. She makes jolly good ice buns. And after that, it's over the heath to visit another girl who makes a very nice trifle. Full of microplastic. Yes, V-nice.
Well, do take the rest of the Sandupwitches.
Yes, thanks, Peepy.
And a couple of slices of Edward's cake?
Oh, no, I don't think I've got the strength to carry them.
Oh, yes, well, bye, Robert.
Don't look so sad, Penny. I'll be back tomorrow for more grub. Perhaps a chocolate Acropolis, you know, with the fondant tourists, and maybe a Mobius cake.
Imagine a game show in which I am the host and also the contestants, all 57 of them. The host asks a question. For 57 points, what is my favourite drink? Bzzz. Yes, contestant number one, what is your answer? Is it rainwater? No. Bzzz. Yes, contestant two. Is it rainwater? No. Bzzz. Yes, contestant three. Is it rainwater? Imagine a classroom. The teacher and all 57 pupils are me. What was Henry VIII's favourite drink, I ask. Yes, you with the weird hair. Is it rainwater, sir? No. You with the shrivelled eyes. Is it rainwater, sir? No. You with the beard. Is it rainwater, sir? No. You with the green jumper. Is it rainwater, sir? No. You with the flared nostrils?
He had those old fingerless gloves, didn't he? But instead of fingers sticking out the ends, there was worms. Oh, yes, dozens of fat pink worms, and he wants to shake her hand now. And you say, oh, sorry, Major, I sprained my hand earlier when I was milking the pig man.
My dad was a sort of half-badger man. He only came out at night, you see, looking for worms and that. He'd give them to my ma, and she'd make worm pie, stew, or blankets, sew them into her pyjamas while they were still alive. I couldn't sleep because they would tickle me so.
Yeah, my brother Pye and Michael worked down the prison cafe, serving up pie and mash, shepherd's pie, chips, boiled carrots, potatoes, grey custard, grey ham. He'd bring us back the leftovers all mixed together in his wheelbarrow, tip it on the floor and say, dinner's ready, you cunts.
So I walked past some builders earlier. One of them was saying, righto, matey, shall we pop out for some munch? I'm vee hungry. And the other one says, oh, yeah, there's a great organic bakery down the road. They do these amazing Korean sourdough iced buns. They're like triple cooked or something. And the first builder is like, yes, mate, let's do it. And I'm thinking, what? Why do you need to triple cook an iced bun? And then after that, I saw some guys that looked like they were posh, but they weren't.
That's right.
You will only find people interesting if they're interested in you. Is that true? I don't know, but it sounds like it could be. Here's another. Pools are smug. Sorry to all the pools listening, but think about it, would you? McCartney, Daniels, McKenna, Hollywood, Les, John, Topher, Sanders, Riley, Whittaker, Summers, Cloud, Tunnel, Button, Lightfoot, Hardhat, Softbody, Salt, Onion, Nutmeg, Copy, Save, Paste, Print, Rint, Int, T, Snir, 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 Sia, Vs, Yuck. How can you live with yourself, they say. Oh, it's easy, I say. Besides, I only live with a version of myself. We're not identical. His name is Len Glamsony, which is an anagram of Sam Langley, isn't it? And he also looks like an anagram of yours truly, with eyes on torso, mouth on groin, ears on hips, and penis on chin. So we're a bit different, but in every other way, very similar. We both enjoy watching naked ladies on television and eating custard creams. I have to feed Len because his hands are on his buttocks.
Tustaconidatium, Gion Spulch af Omiamon, Romul Ounch Chouch,
Vas Flavvanol,
Wisesk Gromba, Chouch, Wisesk Mosmer, Ounch, af Wisesk Richarb, Ounch Chouch, Grim Threkel Shunk af Castanoid Shades, Thaf Thepard's Murite Quaid, Thaf Slodgen Quex af Thelerionge, Osk Thas Gropes af Wanam Gromba,
Thas Flavsvanol.
I've had a cold for the last 3 weeks, and it's a bloody nightmare. Sneezing, coughing, sniffing, and blowing. And it's been bloody cold, hasn't it? Which doesn't help. Raining, snowing, hailing, and the wind's been blowing.
Come on, finish your gazpacho, says wife.
We all lived in the old rotten apple, didn't we? My dad was a worm, my ma was a worm, and my brother Rico was a big, fat, juicy worm. I wasn't a worm, though. I was an old Somerset bloke with a jug of cider and a bag of worms. And I offered them around, but they all think I'm mad as a bag of worms.
He was all right, though, but he couldn't make a cup of tea, could he now? Cup of worms, oh yes. Fat pink ones wriggling out of your cup, oh yes. And you drink them all down like a good boy. And you say, burp. Thank you, Major. So he makes you another cup.
My granddad was a scary guy. He'd hide in cupboards or in a kitchen drawer, cos he was only little, and jump out at you shouting, boo, you cunts. And he looked like a young Mike McGowan, but much smaller, with bigger hair, smaller eyes, bigger nose, more teeth, like a lot more. Yeah, thousands of teeth.
If you see me walking towards you, you might think, soft bastard, I could duff him up easy peasy. And then I say,
excuse me, pal.
And you think, ooh, he sounds quite tough. Maybe he's a proper hard nut.
Excuse me, pal. Have you got the time?
Yeah, sounds like a real hard man. But then you take a good look at me. No way, you think. He looks like a teddy bear with the stuffing coming out. And I'm like,
did you not hear me, pal? I said, what's the time?
But no, you're not buying it, with my big, soft, wobbly head and my thin arms. But wait, because now I'm thumping you, saying,
what's the time, you wee prick?
Oh no, he is a hard man, you think. But wait again, because it's like being hit with a dry sponge. Excuse me, madam, could I ask you to fill in this form?
Oh, hello, darling. I love forms, not. Where did I put my fingers? Have you got a pen?
Just use this, please, madam.
What is that, a toothbrush?
That's right, madam, it is.
Why is it covered in black stuff? That's horrible. Ugh. What am I supposed to write on?
The form is on my bare back. If I turn round and you lift my shirt, then hey pesto.
Oh, what are you like, eh? All right then. Bleeding hell, that's a lot of questions. Hey, what's this about anyway?
I'm just collecting data for my own private collection, madam. Don't worry, nothing personal. It's all nonsense.
All right, let me put my glasses on. Now, let me see. It says, imagine that you didn't have any keys. How would you get in your house? A, chimney. B, break window. C, break door down. D, teleport. E, pass through hidden jelly door. F, ask husband if he has his keys. G, ask neighbours for spare key.
Hey there, matey. What are you up to?
Oh, right. Yes, hi, man. I've been doing my exercises. 5 press-ups, run to the kitchen and back, then 30 seconds of heavy breathing.
Geez, that sounds full-on, bud. No wonder you are really sweaty.
Yes, I'm exhausted, but I'm always pretty sweaty, to be honest. So is my wife and both our grown-up sons, who are called Neil.
What's that? They're both called Neil. But that's your name, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Absolutely correct, and our cockapoo is called David. He's one of those hairless dogs.
Oh, how horrible. Like a little pig.
Here he is now. David. David? Don't worry, he won't bite. He doesn't have any teeth, so he'll just gum you. Oh, but he is dead sweaty, if that's a problem.
Yes, that is a bit of a problem. Oh no, get down, you horrible thing.
David, get down. Oh, he never listens to me. I think it's the tone of my voice. It's quite ambient.
Yes, that's true. Like the hum of a fridge. Oh, go away, you awful little swine.
I set up this shell company. It sells shells. Any shells, really. Pistachio, snail, prawn. I'm going to open a load more, actually. A whole bunch of shell companies, registered to my maiden aunt's name, Ian Penn, whatever that means. And you say, how are shell companies so successful? Surely no one wants pistachio, snail and prawn shells. And I say, wait, they're not successful, not at all. But I'm an unusual guy and thought I'd invest my family fortune in this venture, even though it's guaranteed to fail. Okay, but did you know that you can now like... Okay, but did you know that now you can like someone's like on the My Anus app? Yeah? So like, I post a new picture of my anus and someone likes it and I can like their like? But wait, there's even more besides, because if I like your like, you can like that too, and I can like your like, and you can like my new like forever. It's amazing. And there's even more, because now you can dislike also. So you post a picture of your old dirty anus, and I can choose to dislike, and then you can either like or dislike my dislike, yeah? And right, listen, there's also the option to be indifferent. So I walk towards this girl and she steps to the side so I can pass and I say, thanks. And guess what? She doesn't say anything. Like, I reckon she should say thanks for me thanking her. It's common courtesy, isn't it? But no, she just smiles. She just smiles at me, which is triggering, obviously, because a boy once smiled at me and then stole my Lego horse when I was like 37. Thank you.
Hello, listener. And this is Film with Avery Wayne, of course. My brother's mate, Ken Harris, is staying with us at the moment, which means, yep, you guessed it, I'm back in the kennel. Not for long, though. We just bought a new wee doggy. It'll be called the name Charles, and he'll be sleeping in here. So I'll probably move onto the lawn or into the ditch at the end of the driveway. Yes, that seems more likely. Don't worry about me though. Ken Harris is only here for another 8 weeks, and the weather is getting a wee bit warmer. For now, I'm still quite cosy. I've got a small pile of DVDs including Tomorrow Never Dies, Die Another Day, Lawnmower Man, Around the World in 80 Days, and The World Is Not Enough. Yes, that's correct. It appears there's Brosnan Better Actor. That's just a wee gag there. Seriously, folks, I'm here all week. Then I'll be in the ditch watching and re-watching films via my memory. Is it shite? Tells the story of beautiful, charming, and intelligent lawyer woman Gabby. And the plot is this. She's some brown substance all over the bottom of her shoe. But is it shite? Or is it something else like mud or clay or chocolate cake? This is a remarkable film, absolutely excellent. Gabby is played by Susan, who's really good at acting, and she looks so worried in the film, and that's very realistic, because you would be, wouldn't you? Like, imagine going to a meeting with some high-powered clients, and you've got jobbies all over your clogs. Because yes, that's the kind of shoe she wears. Well, one clog and one white plimsoll. Itchy Arnis 100 Million R5 TQX7 is the latest film in the Itchy Arnis franchise, and once again stars Simon as an extraordinary man, Gareth, who still has an itchy arnis. In this installment, Gareth has prescribed a new experimental medication that makes him speak in a very high-pitched voice. So high, it's inaudible to humans, and it makes all dogs bark at him. Very interesting twist in this much-beloved series, and I give it 2 thumbs up. That's my new rating system, by the way. 2 thumbs means brilliant. 1 thumb, pretty shite, and no thumbs, total fucking shite. This film gets 2 thumbs up also. Cigar-shaped object 7.764 recurring is the newest movie in the cigar-shaped object series, based on the real-life books of John, about him always finding cigar-shaped objects everywhere, on his lawn, kitchen floor, behind the sofa, and mainly in his downstairs boggy. By now he's finally worked out what they are, and in this film he hopes to find out who has been producing them. My money's on his housemate, Dr. T.W. Watersford, because he looks dead shifty. Anyway, this film was simply terrible. Okay, bye.
Who's your dad? Who's your dad? Which one is your dad? That guy with the wet patch, that guy with the wet patch on his groin. That guy with the bean stain, that guy with the bean stain on his shirt. That guy with the dried egg, that guy with the dried egg in his beard. That guy with the bird shit, that guy with the bird shit on his clogs. That guy with the blue tack, that guy with the blue tack in his hair. That guy with the soup stain, that guy with the soup stain on his tie. That guy with the pockets, that guy with the pockets full of fluff. That guy with the wiggling eyebrows and the mouth that opens and closes.
That is the end of part 1. If you want to listen to part 2, then head over to patreon.com fudcast. That's fud with two G's. Go there right now, or I'll come round and stare at you. And my brother will be with me, and he'll stare at you too, even though he doesn't have eyes, and neither do I. Go to patreon.com/fudcast now, you mug up it.